All right, as we get ready for Giants baseball, Marty Lurie here with Sam Coonrod. A pleasure to see him. He's a relief pitcher now with the Philadelphia Phillies, but boy, we saw him when he first came up with the Giants and threw rockets at that point. Sam, how are you?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
Yeah, tell us about getting to Philly. How did all this come about?
Got traded over 2021. Made the team out of spring training and then pitched there all at 21. Ended up getting hurt spring training this year. Had about 50% tear of the rotator cuff. Giants trainers rehabbed it back. Thank God for my health, and I'm back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, and I remember when you first came up, you know, where do you see this guy throw 199 and all that stuff? Today, everybody throws 99.
Yeah, it seems like, I won't say we've perfected it, but it seems like the pitching coaches have gotten it to where people just know how to throw hard now. They just, it's to a science now. It's impressive.
Yeah, tell us about it analytically. What goes on with you and a hard thrower? What do they do with you? Spin rates and all that stuff?
You know, I don't focus too much on that part. It's more of, for me, it's when my legs are doing what they're supposed to be doing, then everything else kind of follows. So that's where I keep my focus on keeping my shin vertical. And whenever I do that, I'm usually all right.
Yeah, you want to have a vertical shin. It's important.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. I won't say everybody, but, like, for me, it works. Other guys, I mean, I don't know. I believe that everybody should do what makes them feel comfortable and helps them perform.
You know, it's funny, as we look at bullpens around baseball, one year a bullpen is terrific.
Yep.
Next year it's not terrific. Yep. What happens with relievers? Why does that happen?
Oh, man, there's so many factors with relieving. You got... I mean, anybody that's relieved will tell you fatigue is part of it. I mean, there's just so many factors. But whenever you're feeling good and you're not tired, that definitely gives you your best chance. But the way baseball is you have to be able to go out there multiple days in a row and get it done, and you just got to find a way.
All right. Have this Philly team has found a way, and obviously, look, a tough start, managerial change, and now really – one of the best teams in the league, and you guys catch the ball really well, third in the big leagues in fielding.
Yeah, it's fun to be a part of it. Great group of guys. Guys play hard. They want to be here. I mean, I love it. I love being here.
All right, tell me about Rob Thompson, the manager. What is he like vis-a-vis Girardi? What does Rob Thompson bring to the table?
Love playing for Rob. Calm, cool, collected. It seems like he's always thought three steps ahead. It's just like he just knows. He knows what he's doing. He's just very in control.
Well, and he's doing a great job. Obviously, he has the Phillies in a good position for the playoffs. You like the playoff format now? What do you think about it?
I honestly don't know what to think about it. So this would be my first time in the playoffs. I really don't know what to think about it. I talked to guys that have been there. I just really don't know.
All right. Well, you're going to find out. I'll tell you that. Sam Coonrod with us. All right. So how are they using you? Now you're back from an injury and you're starting to pitch again. How do they use you?
I think, honestly, nowadays it's just kind of matchups. Where you match up well, like usually there's a part of the order that you match up well against. Yeah, your pocket, that kind of thing.
Yeah, pockets are the key to baseball now. They used to be part of your uniform. Now it's a group of players that come up. Well, thinking back when I first met you in spring training with the Giants, I used to sit and talk with Willie Mays at the table, and you would come over and you loved talking to Willie.
Yeah. Willie, he's one of the best to ever do it. Great conversations with him. Always got stories. First time I spoke with him, he told me that he'd take me deep. He said, what do you throw? I said, mainly fastball slider. And he said, I'll put you over the right field wall. So that was pretty funny, I thought. He still got the good confidence.
Oh, yeah. And I know, I remember your dad was a big Willie fan. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He always said one of the best to ever do it. Just fun to watch. He could do everything. That's what he always said about Willie.
Yep, well, he does. Sam Coonrod, all right. Let's talk a little bit about this Philly bullpen, because it is a game of bullpens. I don't care who you... Now, you guys can go nine, though. Nola can go nine. You got some people who can go nine, but it's really a game of bullpens. Tell me about the bullpen. I know you have an injury now with Dominguez.
Yeah. Well, you got D-Rob in there who's just, he's done it all. Been around forever. Just like a fountain of knowledge. Postseason a lot. And you got Hand, too. Those two guys, they've been around. They know. So pretty much anytime you need anything, you want to know something, that's who you'd go to. And then unfortunately Dominguez, a little bit hurt right now. Don't really know how long. Hopefully it's not very long, but whenever we get him back, he's the real deal, as you've seen.
Okay. How about from the left side?
Left side. Oh, man, Alvarado. I think he's possibly one of the nastiest pitchers in baseball.
Okay.
Then we got Hand. Everybody knows Hand. He's nasty. And then you got Sanchi right now. And he started the other day, and now he's in the bullpen. So it's good being around him. Good to have him back. Really good sinker.
Yeah.
Well, it takes starting pitching, too. And Nola goes a complete game. You've got Syndergaard out there. Wheeler's banged up right now, but Suarez is in there. Gibson is in there. You got some players.
Yeah, anytime somebody can go a complete game, I love watching it because it just doesn't seem to happen a whole lot anymore. So anytime someone has a chance, I'm really pulling for it.
Do you keep in touch with the Giant guys at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I texted Webby earlier this year. Love watching him pitch whenever I get to see him on TV. Looking forward to talking to a few of those guys, yeah.
All right. Back at Oracle Park, how about that?
Yeah, that's always, it's always a great place to play. Really nice mound there. It's one of the coolest ballparks to play in, for sure.
You know, you say rotator cuff, I get nervous, but, you know, you're back. You're throwing 99 again, and you are back. How are you doing, really?
Yeah, like how am I feeling?
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. Arms recovering well. Thrown back to back.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, feel good.
Okay, all right. That's a good report. Sam, thanks so much. A pleasure catching up with you. A pleasure.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right.
More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.